Many students across Arkansas, the country, and the world won't be going back to their school buildings for the rest of the academic year. In Arkansas, Governor Asa Hutchinson initially directed schools to go to home instruction on March 17th with a return date that ended up getting pushed back until eventually students and teachers were told they wouldn't be seeing each other in person until fall for the new school year. That means many seniors won't get to experience their last year of high school the way generations before them have experienced it. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek thought she'd speak with some local students for a series we're calling Senior Portraits that will air every day this week, starting with this one.
I'm Grayson Gamolka, and I am a senior at Hostel Academy Rogers.
On April 6th, Grayson and her peers across the state found out they wouldn't be going back to school, at least not in the traditional sense.
I mean, I was a little sad at first, obviously, because I didn't get to say bye to any of my teachers or any of my friends, really. And I know if everything, like, clears up in summer, then I can see them. But having that school setting, I didn't really get closure. Like, I think the last time I went to school was March 12th, and it was just a normal Thursday for me. And so I didn't get that closure, really. But then I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And for me, it kind of just that method of thinking helped. And I'm obviously at terms with it, and I'm okay with it.
Grayson is going to spend the rest of her last year of high school seeing her teachers and classmates on a computer screen at home.
Well, I definitely miss not seeing my friends. I miss being able to actually sit down in class with a teacher and ask questions, because we don't give as much time that we had in class. My classes when I was in school were an hour and a half, and now they're like 30 minutes to an hour. So if I have a question when I'm doing my work, it's not like I can just call them back. I can email, but it's not as often as just asking a question in class. So I miss the face-to-face interaction. Prom is not kind of on the same level for me as graduation, because I did go last year and I did get to experience it. But for me, like, everyone has gotten a high school graduation. And this is something I've been going to school, like, since kindergarten. I've been looking forward to a high school graduation. And obviously, I mean, even though I won't get the actual walking, grabbing my diploma, I'll still hit that milestone. I'll still get to graduate. It may not just be with, you know, in a big stadium-like center. So I still know that I still get to graduate. But I'm just hoping that in the summertime, everything kind of returns back to normal. I doubt that that will happen, but I can be optimistic and then kind of have like a celebration with my more like immediate family that lives here, and not have people come from all over, but at least be able to get all my family together that lives here in Arkansas and kind of have just like a celebration and invite like my friends and stuff. So much like smaller gathering. I've definitely been coping by finding new things more about myself and discovering, like, since I have this time to chill basically and I'm not running around all the time, like if I'm just sitting alone, like what do I like to fill my time? And so I've been baking a lot, which I never did. I've been going on runs every day. I've been painting. So stuff I haven't been normally able to do, this is the time that I can do it and get really good at something. So seeing this more as a time is like a self-reflection time and seeing what makes me happy in this sort of time where I can't leave. It is comforting knowing that it's not just me. It's not just Arkansas people. So not even around the country, but even around the world, like, seniors aren't really getting that. And so knowing that it's not just me, it's not just, it's a world, it's a country type of situation. And so there is comfort in that, because I feel like now the seniors have kind of just turned it into, like, a joke. Obviously, like, the virus isn't a joke, but the fact that we're missing out on all of these big celebrations that we usually would get, I feel like everyone's coming to terms with it, and everyone's kind of just like a shoulder to lean on. And so just having this entire support system is comforting. I learned that I like going to school. It's really boring just sitting at home. So all those days that I would complain at school, being like, ugh, I wish that I could go home. I've learned to appreciate more if, like, I get to see someone or if I'm around someone that I'm usually not, or appreciate, you know, even going to, like, going out to dinner with my friends, stuff that I may have, would have just, like, passed on and not really thought about. I really have a new appreciation now because it's things that I don't get to do, things that I thought were just daily routine for me aren't anymore. So I feel like the thing that I've learned most is kind of appreciate right now and appreciate the little things.
That was Grayson Gomulka, a senior at Haas Hall Academy in Rogers. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek. We'll have more senior portraits on Ozarks at Large every day this week.